Welcome into Baltimore Sports Today, the daily podcast from the Baltimore Sports Report Network. This is episode 357 for Tuesday, January 17th, 2017. I'm Zach Will from BaltimoreSportsReport.com, joined as always by my good pal Jabby Burns. How are you, Jab?
I'm great, Zach. A lot of 17s involved in there, so yes. It's big for you because you remember, Zach, I think through middle of January so far, Patrick has been saying 2016, and we have yet to have the producer edit that because we don't need to edit that because we loved 2016 so much, Zach, didn't we?
It was a year that was very unforgettable, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. What a year. But I did speak of my man, Patrick Guthrie, who's joining us there. Zach, I'm very excited, and I am very excited for our topic today.
For the first time in the new year, Patrick Guthrie's here. How are you, Patrick?
Good morning, everybody. It's good to talk to you guys. I am excited for the topic. It's one of the more interesting topics that I think I've ever done on this show. So I'm actually, the wheels are still turning in my head trying to think of what I'm going to say, but it's good. We'll figure it out as we go along.
This is like very January sports talk, I think, on today's podcast.
January sports talk.
This was always like when I was producing baseball shows, this was always the time of year in which you're like, all right, it's time to get creative. All those ideas, those conversations that you have like with friends throughout the year that you're like, man, this would make a good talk show topic that you end up writing down. That's what you end up digging into, that list. In January. So that's what we're doing today, and I'm really excited about this. I'm glad you're here, Patrick. So we're going to, for the next 50 years of sports, which is huge when you think about how old some of our sports are, right? That's like almost double the age of most of the four major sports, excluding baseball, of course. But for the next 50 years, we're going to draft the teams from the four major sports, from baseball, football, basketball and hockey that we think are going to win the most championships. And hey, in 50 years we can come back and we can talk about which one of us was the big winner. But I thought that'd be a fun topic for today. God willing.
I might be expired, friends.
I hope none of us are. I hope we're all here in 50 years to come back and look back at this list. So I thought this would be a fun exercise, some different methods maybe perhaps for getting there. You know, 50 years, there could be new teams that exist that could even jump in and grab championships. So a ton can change. So I'm very curious to see how we're going to approach this. So Patrick Guthrie, not to put you on the hot seat, but you are our guest. So we'll go, what you want to do, snake style jab? We'll go Patrick jab me. I'll do two picks.
Yep. Yes, sir.
All right, cool.
I like to be the sandwich.
So I'll start it off here.
Yeah, you can take the first. You're 1-1.
All right. Wow. 1-1's pressure. But the team that immediately came to mind for this from the four major sports was obviously the sport that I know the most well, which is baseball. And I'm going to go with the Dodgers. I'm going to go with the LA Dodgers.
Wow.
And I'm going to say that because obviously at this point, I think the Dodgers are kind of the financial giant in baseball in terms of spending ability. They can now spend with the Yankees and the Red Sox. It used to just kind of be a two-team race for high-priced free agents. And now the Dodgers have enough spending power that they can go out and spend some money. And the way they've constructed their teams recently, especially since Andrew Friedman and Farhan Zaidi got in there, in terms of their front office, not only do they put a pretty competitive product on the field, but they have a terrific minor league system. And I really don't see that changing anytime soon under that regime in terms of Zaidi and Friedman. They've already got Kershaw, they've got Seager who just came up, and now they've got, you know, more guys waiting in the wings, Alex Verdugo, Cody Bellinger, Urias started pitching last year, Jose De Leon's going to come up this year. I like how they're constructed now, and I don't see them being substantially worse within the next 10 to 15 years, so I'm going to pick the Dodgers.
All right, very good. So knowing what you know about their future, you feel like you can pick up some World Series championships here in that very large window to win. So in the grand scheme of 50 years, it may be short, but that's a safe pick because they look to be set up pretty well for the foreseeable future here. So
exactly, yeah. Pick. 50 years is a long time.
It is a long time.
I feel like I can really only reach like 10 years into the future at most on this.
Yeah.
So the rest is kind of a guessing game.
True. True. All right, Jab, what do you think? You get the next
pick. Well, first of all, I think I'm like Nolan Reimhold. I'm day-to-day as it is, so I can't even think about 10 years from now. You know what I mean? I'm always really basically trying to get through hour to hour. But 50 years is a long time, and as most of the P1s and 109s know, I'm not the youngest guy on the program. But I'll tell you this, Zach, and I'm going to steal this now, and you're going to be upset when I do it because I got to get him now, and it wouldn't be my first pick, but I know you're going to come out and then snake me with two. I'm taking the Washington Capitals, and here's the reason why I'm taking the Washington Capitals. First of all, as a guy who just lost a franchise to another city, you have to start thinking in a little bit about that now in this day and age of sports, where will this team even be in said city for the time being? I think the Washington Capitals aren't going anywhere. I think Ted Leonsis is real. It's like his baby. I feel like he has the Wizards as his toy, but his real baby is the Washington Capitals. It's a cash cow for him, as you know, Zach, going to some of those games and how expensive it is. I anticipate him always having the money to pay for players. Alexander Ovechkin, I keep thinking he's old, by the way, guys, because he just got, I think it was, what was Zach? It was his 800th point or 500th point in hockey. 800, right? Which is a monster number, right? But he was still ranked like 48th or in the 50s all time when I started looking at points, and I was like, God, jeez, I mean, how old is Alex? Is only, I think, like 30 years old, and hockey players now are playing for forever, and I think he's still going to be, I still think, Zach, that there's a level where Ovechkin's going to be good enough long enough time where the Caps are going to be in the mix too many times in the playoffs. You can call about curse, you can say what you want. Every year, they at least are in the mix in the playoffs, and in hockey, we say it all the time. Hot goaltender, hot team going into the playoffs. I don't care where you're seated. I don't care the home court field advantage or home ice advantage. I think the Washington Capitals are set up within these 50 years. And I hope, by the way, Zach, it's this year. And I hope, by the way, it's in the next couple years to say. But I think the Washington Capitals are a good enough team, a good enough franchise, and always going to be able to be in the mix for someone to be, for me to draft them in my first round.
Man, well, I mean, I know you think you were jumping in and sniping one from me, but I love the Capitals, but I don't think I was even going to draft them at all, just based on history. And I really hope you're right, because I'd love to see it, and I think they've had the talent to do it. But if history has shown anything for me, and I think that's kind of what I'm looking at is history here when you're digging that far into the future. So if history has shown anything for me, I think I would steer clear of the Caps. But I like all the stuff you said, and as a fan, certainly hope you're right. They've been on a hot streak, even regardless of how last night's game went. But they've been incredibly hot, and hopefully soon, man, I think they've had the talent for a few years to do it.
But don't you think that hockey is the one sport out of the four majors that is kind of, I wouldn't say random, but the best hockey team doesn't always win?
I would say football.
Yeah, I think so too, because it's one game, right?
It's a little different now with Brady, because Brady is Brady.
Yeah, that's true.
But for the most part, football is really hard to predict. You can run your team really well. If you don't get a franchise quarterback, you're not going to be good.
Right.
Right.
So
I just feel like championship-wise, NHL, you have these different winners. I mean, you know, Pittsburgh won last year, of course, but before that, I think you had the Kings win a couple. I agree with you, Zach, that the Blackhawks are in the mix there a lot. Boston's in the mix a lot. So maybe some of these bigger teams. I just feel like the Caps are on that level, and they got to break through at least once in 50 years.
Well, I hope so. I hope so. But I want to, with my first pick, want to pick a team that I know is going to win multiple championships, and I'm going with history with my first pick, even though I don't think they're too close to it now. I think it's hard for me to imagine that they won't be in it many, many times over the next 50 years, because they've appeared in the World Series 40 times in their history and have won 27 World Series championships.
Oh, boy.
And as much as I dislike this team, I think it's the safest overall pick, and that's got to be the New York Yankees. The New York Yankees are always going to be a big market team, and I know they're not spending like the Dodgers are, and I know that their farm system has gotten a lot better. It's improved, but hasn't been, you know, traditionally as good as some of the other teams. I just know that in 50 years, the Yankees are always going to be competing, and I think it's the safest overall pick for me to pick the team that in the four major sports has had the most championship success out of any team.
Yeah, I
like
mean,
it. I don't like it, but I like it. I like where your head's at. It's obviously a very smart pick. I imagine you're going to back it up with the Red Sox here.
I wasn't going to back it up with the Red Sox, but along those lines, I mean, that's not a terrible pick. I mean, if I'm going to go with another baseball team, I'm going to look at a team that's been a little more successful. The Red Sox have been successful recently, but there's, you know, a list of other teams that I think have been more successful than them. I was actually going to back it up along those same lines with a franchise that I think is always competitive. It's in that sport that Patrick mentioned. I think it's very hard to predict, but that's the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think the Steelers are another one of those teams.
Wow,
that,
you are
that
really making friends on this.
Throughout, I know. I don't look. I don't. You. It's not about which teams I like the most. It's about, you know, having the most championships in 2067. 50
are you
years
trolling
from
our listeners, Zach?
So
what's
not
going
in
on
the
here?
Least. Look,
trying
but,
to be a heel. What are you trying to be, the heel of WWE?
Pittsburgh's one of four teams that has 8 Super Bowl appearances, and look, any Ravens fan knows how many Super Bowl championships do they have? 6, right? More than any other team. So I'm going to take the Pittsburgh Steelers because history has shown me that that they're going to be there, right? That they've been there. Recently, 2005, 2008, yep. 2010, they're still in it now. I think they're a franchise that is pretty safe to bet on for the next 50 years. And one of those franchises, too, Jeb, you were talking about teams moving around and keeping that in mind.
Yeah.
The Steelers aren't going anywhere ever. So I feel pretty safe about those two picks.
Yeah, and I feel safe that we'll be getting, for the first time maybe in the history of the podcast, I'm not the heel this time, Patrick. I'm actually going to be okay with the 1-9s for once. It's good to hear. Good to hear, Zach.
Well,
it's
you're
a
up.
Very
Go ahead and pick
role.
The Orioles then. You're up.
Well, I'm not ready to, you know, the Kool-Aid. I don't want to take them too high because I know Patrick's going to jump right on them. But I am going to stick in baseball. And I went to a fantastic city this year, and it's a city that every other year is in the at least in the World Series. And once they get to the World Series, Zach, they usually win it, and that's the San Francisco Giants. Kind of along the lines of what Patrick talked about with the Dodgers. Same amount of dough up in San Francisco as maybe in LA, maybe a little less, but I still think that they have the pitching, they have the resources. I would be interested to see what they do in the future about actually getting people that can hit the ball. You know, and that's an interesting part for them, but seems as though they just put together a really good lineup, and Bruce Bochy's fantastic. And even if it's not him, I think between all the guys that they have in the front office, the dough that they have up here, the ballpark is always going to be full. San Francisco will definitely be, I mean, you could say probably 10 years with this team, the way that they're always at least in the mix every year. So I'll take the San Francisco Giants.
All right. Good pick. I like it. Patrick Guthrie, you're up for 2.
Before I talk about my pick, I believe in your Steelers pick more than I believe in your Yankees pick. I'll put it that way.
All right. Why is that?
No more George. The Yankees, a lot of the Yankee success, pretty much all of it, recently came under George Steinbrenner. Obviously, he's gone, and now his sons are the principal owners of the team. They operate differently under Hank and Hal, mainly Hal. But they're not really – the last time they really kind of threw their weight around financially was Ellsbury, McCann, and they really haven't done it since. They don't seem interested in going far over, or if at all, over the luxury tax right now.
Yeah.
I believe they're going to throw their money around when I see it. Once Bryce Harper's a free agent and they go and get Bryce Harper, then I'll be like, okay, the Yankees are the Yankees again.
And that's sort of what I'm expecting to happen, is that 2018 market that everybody talks about. I think a lot of teams are looking like they're not. I think there's a ton of money in baseball, and this year is just not a good indication about which teams are true spenders, because the market sucks, honestly. But I think a lot of teams are waiting for 2018 and aren't going to care about luxury tax thresholds or, you know, whatever their payroll is now compared to what it's going to be in 2018. So, I think a lot of teams are waiting for that market, specifically the Yankees, who I think are, I was going to say a sleeping giant in terms of spending. So I'll stick with that. All right, but you're up. You got 2 picks to go. So what do you got?
All right, this is good. So I have the snake pick, right? I have 2 picks?
Yep.
Perfect. So I'm going to start with the Boston Celtics.
All right.
Again, in line with the Yankees and the Steelers, kind of. Good tradition of winning, but mainly what I'm looking at right here is I really love their coach. I'm a big Brad Stevens guy. I think he's a really good in-game coach. I think the players like playing for him, and he's young. He's still in his 30s. He's 40 years old. He could be coaching conceivably for the next 20-something years. They already have a very good team. I believe they have 2 first-round picks this year, including a top 5 protected pick. So their team's just going to get better. I see them being a really good team going forward. I see them having a really good coach going forward for the next 20-something years. And I'd be surprised if we didn't see, another Celtics championship, considering they have 17 already. And backing that up, I will go back to the new sport that I've been working in all the time, which is hockey. And this is kind of in line with what I was doing earlier in terms of young players with the Dodgers. I'm going to go with the Toronto Maple Leafs, who have not won in a really long time. Yeah. But I'm going with the Maple Leafs because ton of young talent. They just drafted Austin Matthews. He's 19 years old. They have Mitch Marner. He's 19 years old. A lot of their great players, William Nylander is 20 years old. Michael Nylander's dad used to play for the Caps. They're really young. They're in one of the biggest hockey towns in, you know, in the entire world, obviously, possibly the epicenter of the hockey universe.
Yep.
So I think within a couple of years, within 2 or 3 years, if they can cobble together any sort of talent, they're going to have a really good team because they have three, you know, perennial all-stars and a possible kind of like once in a generation player with Matthews. So that would be my second pick is the Toronto Maple Leafs, big hockey city. And I think once they get a decent young talent base that they have now, they're going to start paying out to, you know, get some big free agents to build up a really good team.
I like that pick.
I do too. And I like watching that kid play too. And by the way, if you're on the Xbox One, Xbox Live, the new one, it's the best hockey game since Sega 94. Just fantastic. Unbelievable game. And you guys would be so fired up to play. Thank God I have a child.
Burns on Xbox One?
Xbox One, get at us. I'll get our whatever Jackson's handles is. I don't have one yet, but I just play a little bit. I'm pretty good at Madden with my Titans too. Get a lot of work to Delaney
with my Titans. I'm still getting used to with my Titans.
I know, yeah, me too.
Patrick. It's tough, but you know, tighten up, buddy. All right, so we got, speaking of teams in the NFL, I'm not going to use them. They here. I actually am going to kind of basically peel off a little bit of what Patrick did there with the NBA, because Zach, we know, won't take an NBA team because he could name four, and it's not, and one is the Orlando Magic, who won't be in any championships late. And you know what the easy one would be? Hey, take the Warriors, man. They're probably gonna, you know what, I don't care, as long as LeBron's in the mix. I'm not gonna take a team like the Warriors, and that team could be blown up in the next couple of years with Durant only on 1 year deal. I won't bore everybody. But I do know a team out in L.A. that likes to win a lot of championships, and I know a team that won't be down for long, and soon the NBA will fix it so they can have the next superstar on their team like they did in other times with the Lakers. I'll take the Los Angeles Lakers at this point. The NBA, speaking of teams that are just basically in it every other year, as Patrick pointed out, the Celtics are in it, I don't know, every fifth year. Lakers are usually in the mix. You know, lately it's been the Cavs and, you know, Bulls and things of that nature. But not very many teams outside of your handful of teams are usually in the NBA Finals or in the mix to be in the NBA Finals. Top heavy, I would call it league. It would call it the Kate Upton of all the leagues. Very top heavy. I will go ahead and take the Los Angeles Lakers, and hopefully they can get it together, because I am a closet, not even closet, but I am a Laker fan and more of a Kobe guy when he was there. But I think the Lakers are a good thing, almost kind of like Zach's Yankees. But I agree with what Patrick pointed out real quick. I agree with how it's run differently. I think the Yankees are running more as a business than trying to win, in my opinion, too.
All right. Well,
we're just poking holes. We're just mad at you, Zach, for taking all these teams that you love.
Yeah, I think you are. So
you got the penguin. You got the Penguins here.
No, I don't have the Penguins. No, I don't. You know what? Hey, it's all about winning championships. All right.
This is what you get up in the morning for, right, Zach?
Yeah, to be abused. And I got two picks to do so. And I'm going to pick two rival teams. I'm going to go back to baseball. I'm going to pick the Cubs for my first team.
Oh, you picked my Cubs.
And I'm going to pick the Cardinals for the next team. And for different reasons. The Cubs, obviously, all those things that that Pat said with his 1-1 pick about the Dodgers, I think the Cubs are set up for a nice long run. I think they're organizationally they're you know, probably the strongest team in baseball. Have that big market money that teams need to succeed. So I think the Cubs are gonna stick around for a while. They're gonna go from that team everybody was rooting for last year to like, oh geez, the Cubs are in it again. Really, this is getting old. And I picked the Cardinals because right behind the Yankees in championships is the Cardinals, right? So they've got 11 World Series wins. I said right behind, but it's 11-27, so it's quite a few. But they've been in 19 World Series. It's an organization that, you know, their last appearance was in 2013, last win was in 2011. They're run very smartly, successfully. It's a good baseball town. They're going to be in it for, you know, the next 50 years, regardless of where they stand right now. So I think it's a safe pick to go with the Cardinals. So Cubs and Cardinals, they hate each other, but they're my next two teams for this little draft of ours here.
I like it. I like, I mean, it's especially the Cardinals. You've been well known to be a big Cardinal fan on this show, and just the way they run their organization, I think you're right on that one. I wish the Cubs would go another 50 years now and not get a championship. That would be amazing. Just have the whole Billy Goat bit start all over again. Did you see your boy Jake Arrieta couldn't make it to the White House, Zach?
I did not see that. No, he wasn't.
Yeah,
there.
He had, I don't know, he had to clean his tights. I don't know. There was something he said he didn't want to come to. I throw it all out. You check his Twitter page. I'll tell you why he didn't go, but find me in my personal life.
It is interesting, typically, that the World Series team visits the White House during the baseball season. Like,
yep.
So typically the Cubs would have visited, you know, if they played a series in Washington in 2017. I don't know if they do, but that's usually how it works. They'll peel off for the day, go visit the White House. But they wanted to,
why that is.
They wanted to, yeah. Hmm. They wanted to go in the next, you know, week, which yep. is interesting.
Which is why I think Jake wasn't there, but that's a whole other can of worms. Who cares? Hey, I got one here, Zach, and I'm not pandering, okay? I'm not doing any pandering to the 1-9s, even though I should, because you're not. I'm going to go ahead and take the Baltimore Ravens, and I don't think it's crazy to think that the Ravens with this franchise, first of all, they're not going anywhere, right? I mean, there's no Mayflowers, you know, coming in through the back door up at one winning drive to pick up this team. The owner, I think, is one of the best, if not the best owner in football. And maybe, honestly, in my opinion, maybe even in sports, the way he runs things, the way that it's run like a business, but he plays to his crowd, right? So he listens to the fans. They, you know, something as easy as during the press conference at the State of the Ravens or whatever they call that, Zach, they had Dick Cast, the president, come out and say, we might raise ticket prices this year. Just wanted to give you guys a heads up. And then he just went scrambling out the back door. What he likes to do is catch a little vibe from what his fans are thinking. He cares about what the fans think. I really do believe that in Steve Bisciotti, because honestly, he is a fan, right? He's a fan who got to buy a team, as opposed to Dan Snyder, who was given a bunch of dough. We bought a toy and he's trying to run it into the ground, kind of like my team did out in San Diego, not bitter at all. So I think that the Ravens will always be in the mix. I'm not in love with Joe Flacco, especially after last year, but it doesn't matter nowadays. They draft so well that they will find a way to do it. They're always usually in the mix. I know this year aside, they're always. And when they get in the playoffs, all I can say is that since they've been here in Baltimore, they're 2-0 in Super Bowls. So I like those. If you're talking history for me, Zach, I will take the Baltimore Ravens and not have any problem with it.
I like that pick. Yeah, I think the Ravens are you know, what if they won a championship every 12 years or something in their history, something like that.
You wouldn't know though, based on the fans.
So over a 50-year span, that's pretty good. You could get 4 or 5 championships out of that. That's a pretty solid pick. I like that pick.
Yep, thank you, sir.
All right, Patrick. Last two picks for yours. Pick 4 and pick 5. What do you got?
Number 1 is easy for me. Number 2, I'm actually still thinking about as we're doing this, but that's why I'm going to spend a lot of time on number 1. I'm picking the most valuable franchise in sports, which I just looked up and I thought was right, and I am right. It's Dallas Cowboys.
Wow.
I am picking the Dallas Cowboys, most valuable franchise in any sport. I think at $4 billion the Cowboys are valued at.
Yeah, they're not going anywhere.
Back in the 90s, I mean, this is how the Cowboys won. Great quarterback, great running back, great wide receiver. And they're all Bryant's, I think, the old guy of the bunch at like 20, probably 26, maybe 25, 26. Dak Prescott's real young. Ezekiel Elliott's really, really young. Their offensive line, which is really good, is really young, with the exception of Doug Free. They need to put a little bit of a defense around it, but it's tough to pick in football. But if I'm going to pick a team, I'm going to pick a team with like a 23-year-old quarterback and a 21-year-old running back and an offensive line with an average age of like 25. Yeah. So that's definitely my pick for football. For baseball, or really any other sport, I'm trying to think of where I want to go with this one. The fifth pick, this is kind of all of the teams that I really wanted have been taken. So I'm just scrolling through and seeing who I want. And I guess I was thinking of picking these guys earlier, and it would kind of be trusting the regime that has the reins with the team now to hand it over to some equally competent people. But I would say the San Antonio Spurs, nice. Who have, I think, been the most successful sports franchise since I've been born. Yeah. Since David Robinson got to that team in the 90s, they have been a perennial championship contender. They lost Tim Duncan, but they're 31-9 this year. I think, the model franchise in pretty much any sport, honestly. They play in a really small market. They're constantly competitive. They always draft well. They know how to draft well overseas, which is a rarity amongst NBA teams. The only problem is, obviously, I think Popovich has maybe 5 years left at the very most, probably less than that. And R.C. Buford, who also helps run the team, is also up there in age. So it's kind of trusting them to hand over the reins to competent people. But I think they're smart enough to know who to hand it off to, and I think that franchise will continue to be successful.
All right.
Yeah, I like that.
I like it.
Yeah, definitely could call of that. And they do a great job of, I mean, nothing more you can say about that team. They just are always there. It's funny, when I talked about teams in the NBA, when I talked about the Lakers, I didn't even talk about the Spurs. And what, didn't they win like 5 out of the last 7 or something crazy before LeBron came in and started kind of his reign there? I mean, I feel like they're in the mix all the time. Like you said, Popovich is fantastic, and Kawhi Leonard's just one of the best players in the NBA no one even talks about. But so I'm going to have to go with my last pick here, Zach, and as much as I want to take the Orioles, I'm hoping for that Pratt Street Parade in 2017, Zach. But I'll let them, as you pointed out, we're doing it based on history. 1983 was a long time ago, so based on history, it doesn't look as if I can use them as a potential team. The Patriots is the easy one to think about, but here's my thought real quick before I don't take the Patriots. Tom Brady's going to retire at some point, right? Yeah. We do believe he's not going to play to 50, like you said.
I just played this game too, yeah. Yep. Yeah,
it's just really difficult, and I know Belichick's great, but he's got to be towards the end. That's why I like Patrick's Cowboys pick, because I feel like it's a little bit more of a younger franchise that with an owner, if the owner would just get out of the way and stop trying to coach the team, I really think that they'll figure that out, and at some point he'll do that. So in the NFL, it's actually hard after that, because you look at all these other teams, and I can't really just say, oh, yeah, well, you know, the Giants, because the Giants will be in there and things of that nature. So actually, I'm going to go back to hockey, because baseball, pretty much the teams have been picked, because I'm not taking the Red Sox. I don't care if this is a game or not a game. I ain't taking the Red Sox. It just not happened. So I'm going to stick in the hockey version. And this one's a pretty easy heritage. Just, it's not hockey town in Detroit, but it is Chicago. The Blackhawks are in the mix all the time. Continue to get young. They still have young players now. They continue to spend money. I feel like that's an underrated sport in, because I feel like the Bears and the Cubs obviously own it. I feel like the Blackhawks, if you ask Chicago fans how important they are to them, I feel like the Blackhawks are pretty high on the list, and they're not going anywhere either. Chicago Blackhawks are not going anywhere. So I think I'm going to go with the Chicago Blackhawks, and I would think in the next couple years here, them and the Caps maybe get themselves some championships, and I can look back at this podcast and feel pretty good about myself.
All right, that's a good pick, and I've been doing the same thing. I was going through the exact same mentality in football, right? When I'm like, well, the Patriots have had 8 appearances, but you look at, you know, their last 6, and it's 2001, 2003, 4, 7, 11, 14. I think have a very good chance of winning one this year. And it's like, well, Brady's 39. How long is Belichick going to be around? And all of that history, you know, is really surrounded by those two guys. They were in it in 96 and 85, but there's not enough for me to say in the next 50 years that they're going to be as dominant as they've been right now. To me, any other random team could have a quarterback in the next 50 years that pops up that does what Tom Brady did with the Patriots for any other city, right? I think that's completely possible. And betting on that is just next to impossible to do, which is why I've been playing the whole history thing. So that's why I took the Yankees. That's why I like picks like the Cardinals and the San Francisco Giants, I think, are safe picks.
Thank you.
I thought the Ravens was a good pick because, you know, what we've seen them do in their young history so far. So I'm going to go to hockey, which I don't know enough about the NBA to play that game. I know a tiny bit about hockey to play that game. So I don't think anybody took the Red Wings, did they? Nobody's taken
the Red Wings? No, Hockey Town's still there.
Well, I'm going to take the Red Wings in Hockey Town there, because they've got 11 wins, because they've got 24 appearances behind the Montreal Canadiens. I liked Patrick's pick of the Maple Leafs, because everything that he said about how young and good their system looks and how I think they'll be sticking around for years to come. The Maple Leafs have been in 21 Stanley Cup finals. They've won 13, and the Red Wings have won 11 of their 24. So I think if history shows me anything, it'll be that they'll be there for years to come. So give me the Red Wings to wrap up this draft here. So
that's good. I think that you got some solid teams there, especially, you know, I'll say this in retrospect, looking at the picks, my favorite might be the Maple Leafs, and we might as well send this right over to What the Puck podcast and have them just run this, because all we talked about is hockey.
it was a lot of hockey on this one.
Yeah.
So I was writing down everybody's picks, but while you were drafting in the third round, Jeb, I was doing a lot of research because I had two picks. Yeah. Did you take the Lakers with your third?
I did.
Pick?
Okay. Yeah, you black out when I say NBA. So
that's what it is. All right, so I'll give the recap here of our 5-round snake draft. These are the teams in the 4 major sports that we think are going to win the most championships in the next 50 years. Patrick Guthrie took the Dodgers, Celtics, Maple Leafs, Cowboys, and Spurs. Jab took the Capitals, San Francisco Giants, the Lakers, Ravens, and Blackhawks. And I took the Yankees, Steelers, Cubs, Cardinals, and Red Wings. So there you go. That's what we got for the next 50 years. Right. Let's see how good we do. Hopefully we'll come back in 50 years and record a 2067 version of this podcast and talk about who was the big winner. So
yeah, I think the 1-9s don't want most of your teams to win, Zach.
Neither do I, but look, it's not my fault that they've been the ones that have been successful.
That's why we probably hate them too, is because they're always in the mix. But we got the Steelers and the Ravens in the mix, so we got both sides of the keys. We got the Keystone State and obviously Charm City here too. Patrick, what'd you think of your squad? You feeling pretty good going into the next 50 years, which maybe I make it to, I don't know, 2025?
Like I said, it's like once you get past the next 20, maybe 30 years, then you're moving on to like a whole new front office. You're really trusting, like you're trusting some, like I said, with the Spurs, like you're trusting that they pick the right people to, you know, moving forward. And all you have for that is history, is, you know, back track record. Who did, you know, how long have they been good for? Did they pick the right people last time they moved forward with a different front office? Right. So, you know, how have they drafted? So that's kind of what I wanted. You want a mix of a big market team with the amount, you know, a lot of money to spend. And if you're not going to do a big market team like I did with the Spurs, you want to know that, you know, they have the right infrastructure in place to keep building good teams in a small market. It's tough.
Yep. Yeah, it is definitely tough. I think we should do one of these. We should do a 10-year one.
Yeah, sir.
And we should do the teams that we think are going to win the least amount of championships.
Oh boy, that makes me sad because then I have to pick the Mets, and I'll get
I think that'd be good. I think that'd be a fun one.
I'd be very fun if this podcast was still going on in 10 years too, by the way, and we still don't have any sponsors.
No, I mean we could do it tomorrow, but for the next 10 years.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yep. All right,
Tomorrow we'll do college basketball. We're going to do a college basketball preview for everybody. Terps, not just the game on Thursday, but we're going to talk about the Terps up to right now, this young Terps team, which is I've just been great. So Patrick and I are going to be joining you on a Wacky Wednesday for that. So hopefully stay tuned to that for Terps fans.
Yeah, definitely. Looking forward to that. So Patrick Guthrie, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, guys. It's good to talk to you again. It's yeah, anytime. Absolutely anytime.
Well, it's good to talk to you, too. And Jabby Burns, always good talking to you as well.
You too, pal.
For Patrick Guthrie and Jabby Burns, I'm Zach Will. Thanks so much for listening to Baltimore Sports Today. We want to hear from you, by the way. Tweet at us and give us your teams. So get at us and let us know what you think. Thanks so much for listening to today's show. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.